I grew up in a family of secrets. I didn't know I was born into a family of secrets, and they didn't know what they were getting when I was born. I spent part of my childhood wondering if I was adopted, but I looked just like all of them, so I figured that wasn't true. We would have family meetings, and my parents would sit us down and tell us secrets like, well, money is tight, but you can't tell anyone. And I'm looking around thinking, I'm 12. Who am I going to tell? Like, none of my friends are going to be interested in this information. I'm not sure what's going on. I should let you know that my father was married twice. His first wife he had two sons with, who were 10 and 12 years older than I am. So when I was born, I was the little girl, and I was very exciting, and my father thought I was perfect, and my older brothers saw this as something to take care of. They live in Texas. They grew up in a very small town in Texas. My oldest brother now lives in a town called Divine. That gives you some sense of the small townness. There's a Catholic church, but no grocery store there. So I scare all of my brothers. I am the only girl of three, and they never know exactly what's going to happen with me because I'm the one who'll just shout out, "What the hell's going on? Why are we not talking about this?" And they all just exit the room. So I could not figure out what was going on with my parents. My grandmother, I once asked in front of my mother and my grandmother when my parents' anniversary was, and I got two different dates. And at that point, I thought, oh, my grandmother's old. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's old. She's forgetting. No. So both my parents have passed away. They both had long battles with cancer. My dad passed away first, and then as my mother is in hospice, my brother and I decide we're going to start going through the house because my mother's sort of a hoarder. And 25 years in the same house means there's a lot of crap to go through because there were 25 purses on the floor of her closet. And this isn't even the secret, by the way. There were 25 purses on the floor of her closet, and we had to go through every single pocket of every single one because there would be old Starlight mints in the same purse where there'd be the deed to the house. So there's a level of crazy here that I'm like, oh, I sort of understand why my mother is such an odd woman and very crazy. And she and I never had a great relationship. So as we're going through the drawers in my mother's dresser, we find these letters. And we know because we found the divorce and marriage certificates of my parents in another drawer when that happened. And these letters are dated to my mother as at my grandparents' house, but by her married name. But they're before the marriage has happened. So I'm reading them, and I'm not really understanding exactly what's happening. And in the same packet are a bunch of cards from all of her coworkers because she is quitting her job in December and moving to be with my father, her husband. And so I have constructed in my head this amazing love story that goes something like this. My father was not yet divorced, but they were separated. I knew all of this from family lore. And my parents are so desperate to be together that they lie to everyone because the divorce isn't final, and they are just going to be together. This is 1960-something. So they're just going to be together, and it's great. And I have this great love story going on. And I share this with my younger brother, who won't let me tell my older brothers because he's afraid that this will conflict with whatever story my father had told them about his courtship with my mom. So I'm like, okay, well, secret number one. Actually, not number one, but about this issue, secret number one. And my mother passes away, and 6 months later, this woman who was a friend of my parents shows up at my brother's door and says, I really need to talk to you alone. And he has this whole entire conversation with this woman that goes something like this. So on your sister's, and at that point he's referring to me, first birthday, your mother fell into tears. And I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. So when I asked her, she said, I have another little girl who was born on this day. And it turns out that the reason that my mother had quit her job is because she was pregnant with my father's child, who was not yet divorced, in 1960. We don't actually know what year, because there are no records of any of this story. And she moved to Las Vegas, ostensibly to be with her husband, thus the two wedding dates, told everyone, everyone in the family, and much to my younger brother's chagrin, I have grilled members of the family to find out, does anyone know this? Because that's the wild card that I am. I want to know what's really true. Well, it turns out no one really knows. She moved to Las Vegas. She had a baby. She put it up for adoption and born on the same day of the year that I was born. So, sort of explaining my relationship with my mother a lot to me. So at this point, this woman shares all this with my brother, and my brother, she leaves the house, and my brother looks at his wife, who, right, has always been one of my favorite people, but at this moment became one of my more favorite people, and says, should I call my sister right now, or should I call her in the morning? And she's like, are you nuts? So my brother calls and shares all of this information with me, and I probably go into a tailspin of what in the hell my mother was thinking. And we spend a little bit of time trying to think about how are we going to find this woman. Turns out Nevada adoption law, at least at the time when we were investigating, is that both parties have to be looking. So the parents and the child both have to be looking. Parents don't exist anymore. We don't even know really when this child was born. And we know the day of the year, but we don't know exactly what year. And so where I got to with this, because I finally realized I was desperate to find this woman. And I was like, wait, after a year of this, this woman is never going to be able to answer any of the questions that I have. She is not going, she never knew my parents. She has no idea why they made the decisions they did, why my father went to this woman when he found out she knew this story, this friend of my mom's, and threatened her that if she ever shared this story, like, he would actually cause physical harm to her. None of these questions were ever going to be answered. All the people, including my father's first wife, were deceased at this time. And so where I got to with this is, you know, all the answers are mine. I can make up whatever story I want. It doesn't really matter what the real truth of the secret is. The real issue is, you know, what I do now, because all of these, it's my story to write at this point. So.